Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Everybody, and thank y'all again so very much for joining us here on Expanded Perspectives with me, Cam Hale. And as always, battling it out with his allergies is Kyle Filson.
How's it going, everybody? Yes, I'm here in Skeleton Studios. The pollen is everywhere. It's a cold day, man. I'm kind of upset. It's like 40 degrees outside. I thought we were done with the cold weather. I'm worried about my plants in my garden that I've already
should be tonight.
Put so much work into.
Yeah.
If they die, my wife will be happy because we'll have to go back to the plant store and buy more plants. See, that's her favorite thing. My wife has a huge green thumb. We have so many plants in our house, it's like a freaking greenhouse. In fact, we were on a meeting. Remember that Zoom meeting we had?
Yes.
And Nate was like, are you in a greenhouse?
Yes.
I'm like, no, this is just the way my dining room looks.
Anyways. It is bad, folks. Like, we make jokes about it. If you walk up to Kyle's front door, it starts slowly. Have you seen the old movie Troll? You know how
that's a great one. With the little ring.
Yes.
If you get pricked by it, you become a troll.
The troll. You know how it's like real, it feels like you're in a jungle when you get into that house? That's what it feels like walking up to Kyle's front
little
door.
Tiny creatures.
There's plants everywhere.
So Luke made me go to a movie with him.
Yeah.
And I was really dreading it because some of the movies he makes me watch with him are these low budget.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible things.
Blood and Honey.
Yeah, exactly. This one was called Scream Boat. And what it is.
Okay. Is that the one he got the shirt for while we were gone?
Yep, that's
okay,
right.
Okay.
Steamboat Willie.
Yes.
So it's basically like a killer Mickey Mouse, right?
And? You loved it.
The movie actually wasn't that bad. I mean, I was dreading it all week. And not only was I dreading going, they're only showing it in a handful of theaters because it's a small budget film. So we had to drive all the way to Grapevine. And, I mean, it was campy, but it was kind of funny to watch.
But so you go into it knowing it.
I wasn't disappointed. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't take little kids to see it. There's a lot of, you know, typical like 80 horror films where there's always something going on.
There has to be some sort of sex scene or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like the old Friday the 13th.
But if you're into that stuff.
That was the first time I saw a boob.
And I thought that me and Luke would be able to go into the theater. There wasn't. There was like 30 people in there. So I was like, obviously there's a market for this stuff.
Was there any other parents in there that you had to look over at and been like,
this is all adults except for me and Luke. Well, I mean, I'm an adult, but I'm almost on the same level as Luke.
See, well, I was fixing to say, no, you nailed it right the first time.
Yeah. It was actually a pretty good time. Okay.
What's up?
Before we get started
on
today's show, I have to say something that happened to me recently. You know what I'm talking about.
Can I preface it?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Before you tell them.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because my wife, if y'all were listening, I know I've told it on the story once. My wife had something happen like this, and we've discussed it, and so is my son. So the story he's about to tell
is wild.
Is the craziest thing. Look, we have always discussed, and for those of you that have been around here listening to us for quite some time now, no, that we were always those guys that we didn't want anything to happen to us. We didn't want to be the guys that, oh, you have the show that talks about creepy, crazy things, and now all the stuff happens to you because you have a show that talks about creepy, crazy things.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've only had one paranormal experience in my entire life, and everybody who's listened to the show long enough knows about it. The green orb I saw when hunting as a kid.
This one is a different level.
If you follow us on Patreon, you can go into Patreon, and I'm going to have photographs posted on there. And, of course, a written version of my encounter. But I had something truly wild happen to me. So here it goes.
You do it.
I don't know about y'all. I don't know what states y'all live in, what countries you live in. But in Texas, almost every man I know carries a knife. Yeah. It's an everyday thing. I never leave the house without my knife. Have ever since I was a little kid. Of course, you couldn't take them to school. But outside of that.
When we went to school, you could.
Well, but right. Now. But now you can't.
Now you can't.
So I have this Spyderco knife. And I carry it every day. It has a clip on it. It goes in my right pocket. I always carry it in my right pocket, and it has the clip. I carry that knife every single day. I loved that knife. Now, Spyderco has like three different lines of knives, or maybe five. Some of them are made in Taiwan. Some of them are made in Japan. Some of them are made in Italy. And, of course, the higher-end ones are made in Golden, Colorado. I carry the one that's made in Golden, Colorado. Yeah, it's more expensive. But if you carry a knife and you use it as much as I do, you get what you pay for, right?
Oh, yeah. I spent some money on my pocket knife.
Absolutely. I carried this knife every day for 5 years. We took the family. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up. One day while carrying my knife, it's the end of the day. I go, when I get home, I take my wallet out. I take my keys out, take my knife off.
It's EDC.
I noticed that my knife wasn't clipped onto my pocket. It was in my pocket. Like, and I thought, well, it fell off into my pocket. When I pulled it out of my pocket, the knife was in there, but the clip was gone. And I looked at it. I'm like, well, the screws must have backed themselves off and the clip fell off somewhere. Well, at least I still got the knife. I continued to carry that knife without a clip, just in my pocket for 3 more years. We went camping. We went skiing in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, me and the family. And I know exactly where I lost the knife. There was a nightstand in the room I was staying in. And at the end of the day, I'd always put my wallet, my money, my keys, my knife in that drawer every time. Well, when we were packing up, I guess I forgot to put the knife in my luggage. I got home the next day, first day to go back to work. Where's my EDC? I realized, crap, I don't have my knife. I asked my wife, and I was like, I bet you I left it in that drawer.
For those that don't know what EDC is, it stands for everyday carry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So I lost my own knife. Not a big deal. I went and bought a different knife.
So excited to go buy a new one.
I bought a Benchmade this time, and ooh, I've been carrying that knife for the last 3 years. Didn't think anything of it, right? 2 days ago, I go to put my boots on. Now, these cowboy boots, I wear 5 days a week. Like, mostly on the weekend, I might wear sneakers. But almost every day, I'll just wear the boots. They're easy. They slip on. They're comfy.
These are the ones you were complaining about having resold. They've been resold like 4 times or something crazy.
That was another pair.
Was that the old pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I finally wore those out.
Finally got a better pair. You wore them out.
So I go to put my boots on to go to work in the morning. And when I go to put my boots on, I'm like, man, there's something in my boot. Now, this isn't something that doesn't happen. The cats, we have cats. They'll put stuff in the boots or whatever. And, you shake it out. Well, there's something in my boot. So I take the boot off. I shake it. And out falls the clip to that Spyderco knife. I recognized it instantly.
Been missing 5 years.
And has been in that boot the whole time. There's no way. There's a glitch.
You wear them every day.
In the Matrix. When we went to Nashville, you were with me on the airplane. They put those boots through the x-ray machine.
You can take them off and run them through the machine.
I performed two shows, live shows, in Franklin, Tennessee for BlurryCon.
Wearing those boots.
I've worn those boots for years. You're telling me that clip's been in there, wedged in such a way that I've never felt it for 3 years? There's no way. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It was gone and it reappeared. So how did it even get in there? So you're telling me that the clip came detached from the knife. The clip went down my leg. Now I wear my pants over the boots, the top. So how would it get in there?
No holes in your pocket. You're not losing change and other things falling out.
It's one of those things that when it happens, you're blown away. Cause I'm like, we're living in a simulation. Mm-hmm. There's no other explanation. Maybe every night when we go to bed at night, the creator, the architect, whatever you want to call it, watches how you did during your day, and then they change your timeline. But you don't know it because you're asleep. And every day your timeline gets changed, and then maybe you get back in realignment with that timeline you were on years ago. But I cannot explain how that clip has been in there in that boot for 3 years.
My timeline must look like somebody that did a real piss poor job of rolling up an extension cord.
Well, it's because you're making like bad choices every
day. It's like a rat's nest in a bait caster into the wind. That's what my timeline looks like. Kyle called me that morning, and I thought there was a problem. And he said, "You ain't going to believe this," and tells me this story. And we hash it out for over an hour. Like, dude, there's no way.
I mean, yes.
There's no way.
If you're a doubter, I guess there is a small chance it could all be happenstance. But I just don't.
There's not.
I just don't see how.
The length of that clip is an inch and a half long.
Yeah.
It's an inch and a half long piece of spring steel that's bent. And it's usually got two, if not three, holes at one end to attach to the knife. Now, a lot of the cheaper Spyderco's have the plastic clips. Those used to break off all the time. You drag them across something when you were walking or working and get them hung on things and pop them off. So they go to the steel. I carry a ZT. Mine's the same way.
That's it on the boot. That it
takes up the entire toe of the boot. There's no way. And it's not like we said, you've carried the knife 3 years without the clip.
That's the knife.
Yeah. You had the knife 5 years, 3 years clipless. So for 3 years, that clip is hidden somewhere in your closet and then miraculously falls into your boot one day. I don't buy it.
I would even buy it if, like, I wore the boots and I put them up and I very, very rarely wore the boots.
If you put them up the day it happened.
You know what I'm saying? And then you find it. Because I've found stuff in jackets that I haven't worn in a while.
Oh, yeah. We've all done that.
But this is a pair of boots that I wear all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Dude, it's insane.
So I think we're living in a matrix.
I agree.
Right? And
I agree. And
how about when you just watch stuff on the news or anything and you're like, this feels like a movie?
Yeah.
How about you? Okay, so.
Here we go.
If you go on YouTube, you can watch several videos of this. People take DMT and they get red lasers and they shine it at the wall and they see code.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, go on YouTube, look it up. DMT, red lasers, code.
Yeah.
And all these people. There's one fella that he's not only done it numerous times. He's had, I think he said, 100 friends try it, and they all see the same thing.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Scary.
Scary.
That's what that is.
All right, folks. Scary. That's my story.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. We had to talk about the crazy. The part that I was going to get that I've discussed is my wife's
tell us
mother's
about your wife.
Ring, where I had talked, and I think I've talked to that story. Tell is it. When my wife's mother passed away, she had some jewelry, and of course, all the girls in the family, the nieces and the all of them. So my wife and her older sister, were over there going through all the stuff. They were looking for one specific ring that my mother-in-law had worn all the time. And before she had gone into the assisted living or the care facility there for her head injury, that she had taken it off and put it up. So they had gone through the whole house and they had looked for it. And they literally had spent like 4 or 5 days down there going through stuff and had looked through everything. And there was a bowl that sat on like a little, not really an end table, but almost like a little bookshelf or book area there in her hallway where she kept little curios on.
Yeah,
and
people
things.
Put knickknacks in there, throw change in there, you throw your keys in there or whatever, a lighter,
exactly.
Just little knickknacks.
So she had a little bowl that sat there that she would put a few things in. And that bowl, my wife and my sister-in-law, of course, said that she had had that bowl forever, right, as long as they could remember. And they had opened it. And it was one of those things that my wife had opened the bowl and dumped. There was nothing in it.
They it was completely empty.
Completely empty. And they had both checked it numerous times, just almost out of habit. You walk by, not in the bowl. Last day they're there at the house. They're finishing packing everything up. My wife picks the bowl up and there's something in it. Opens it up. There's the ring they've been looking
See?
For.
See, that's what I'm talking
this
about.
This whole time. Now, nobody else had been in the house but my wife and my sister-in-law.
So it was not there and then it's there. That's the exact same thing happening.
And my
there's nothing been in my boot and now there is.
Yes, there it is. Now, my sister-in-law was looking for the ring because it was her daughter that wanted that specific ring. So it's not like she snuck the ring away from her little sister, my wife, so she would never, I mean, you know what I mean? They're not that way. They were both looking for it to give it to my niece Bailey. And then it had been missing. And then the day that they were going to finally tote everything out, there it was. My wife said, I have opened that little bowl thing up. She said no less than a dozen times since we were looking for that ring. And the one day you pick it up, it's just loose in there.
Well, I've had
just crazy stuff.
Now that you're telling me this, I've had similar experiences, but nothing as massive and grandiose as the clip thing. Like I've been looking for something and I know where it is. I open the drawer. It's not in the drawer. I go looking around, come back, look in the drawer. It's not in the drawer. And then you open it like the fifth time and there it's
there. It is.
And you're like, am I crazy? And then you just move on with your day, right? You don't think about it.
I blame myself because I'm usually an idiot like that, right? Like I hide stuff from myself all the time.
I
do that all the time.
I set stuff down and forget where I set it.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking about 35 other things instead of what I should also, be doing. But nothing my that's 3 years missing.
My wife's real bad about moving my stuff. What I mean is, like, if I leave something on the counter, I'll come back. It won't be on the counter. It's because she picked it up. She's like, oh, Kyle left this out. I'll put it up for him. And I constantly have to get on to her. Don't move my stuff.
I have a hard enough time as it is.
Right? So then you think you're crazy. So tell her what was the one with your son?
Oh, yeah.
Just a new listener hasn't heard that story.
When my son was in high school, this is a hot minute ago. When my son was in high school, he was on the prom committee. And they were building a bunch of the scenery and sets for their prom, right? The plywood and they're screwing stuff together. He's up on a ladder using a screw gun, and the screw gun they actually had, instead of a Phillips bit or anything, they have just the slot screwdriver, right? It's just a flat bit, and he's running it, breaks the ear off of it. Now it's completely useless. And it wasn't like you could use either end. It was the only one. So he makes it a point, he said, from the ladder, he throws it in the trash can. Like we all do, it's like a game, right? All the tradesmen out there know. Like, you see if I can make it, you know, and you whip it in there. He throws it in the trash can, goes about the rest of the day, comes home. When he gets home, puts his hands in his pockets, and that broken bit is in his pocket.
Right.
So it's just weird, weird, weird things.
I'm telling
weird
you.
Weird things.
It's a glitch in the matrix.
I think you're right.
Which might explain a lot of the crazy sightings we're talking about.
Yes, 100%.
You know, pale crawlers, dogmen, Bigfoot. Maybe these are glitches in the matrix.
Yeah.
And something from a parallel universe that exists there appears momentarily in our dimension and then is gone, which is why you never find any, you know, bones or anything. I don't know. But I do think the universe is far more complicated than we acknowledge.
I completely agree. And in fact, I'm going to hit you with one right now.
Yeah, go for it.
You've been down to Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
My family's been down there. I've never been invited down there because they don't like to travel with Dad because Dad doesn't like the beach, right? So every now and again I get to go, but most of the time not. This took place in Gulf Shores, Alabama in the nature park down there. Get a load of this. It says about 5 years ago, my older sister and I went to a nature park, a wetland, so to speak, in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Now, of course, we went at night so we could skateboard around because you're not really allowed to. But, you know, a 14-year-old trying to look cool in front of her 24-year-old sister, right? So we all went just around as the sun was setting. Now, for a little bit, we got lost since the park was so huge and condensed with thick woods. We were trying to find the bridge, a 20-foot or so bridge, so we can hang out just above the rushing river. Now, by the time we got there, the sun was hardly visible over the mountains. I looked around after drinking my water, and here's where the creepy stuff happened. As I looked at the other side of the bridge, I saw a tall, skinny, human-like figure. I first shrugged it off like it was just a person, maybe a park ranger or something along those lines. But then it got down on all fours and walked away. Now, I didn't say anything at first, mainly because I thought it was, well, maybe it's a bear. I looked back at my sister as we chatted about boys and along many and many other things, of course. Then I looked back at the end of the bridge. My sister did too. This time we both saw the figure. And it was at this point I was totally freaked out. Mind you, it's still not dark out. The sky was purple and orange. So it wasn't like we were seeing things like when your mind pictures figures in the dark. No, it was right there and it was getting closer. I told my sister to get the hell out of there. Her going first off the bridge and down the hill. I went second. And as I turned to look at the bridge again, it was 5 foot in front of me on all fours once again. It stood there as me and my sister skated off, and this wasn't even the end. I told my sister to head to the main building since there are cameras and lots of light. We skateboarded for what seemed like hours. Every minute seemed to last an eternity. As we finally got to the main building and stopped riding our skateboards, out of breath and scared, we both looked around. Now, by this time, it was pitch black outside. We made a mad dash to the car, taking a path that we'd never seen before. But it was outside the park, which made us feel a little safer. After we got to my sister's Jeep, we both got in, hearts racing and scared out of our minds. And when we tried to leave, the gate was locked. meaning we couldn't leave since there was only one way in and one way out of the park.
Now yous can't leave.
Now yous can't leave. Well, you're in a Jeep. Get all those rubber ducks and throw at them. So we got even more scared. We tried everything to get out. We even thought about just leaving the car behind and walking 2 hours home. But we drove onto the sidewalk and got out of the park. And to this day, I won't go back to those wetlands ever again, even in daylight. Whatever that thing was, I never want to see it again. And I can't stop thinking about it. And I'm almost 19 now. And now you may think this is just a story that it didn't really happen. And my sister and I even talk about it. We don't even talk about it to this day. Something changed between us that day. I could feel it after we had that sighting. D.
It was like a pale crawler or something.
What it sounds like is exactly fours. That. An all fours, like some sort of crawling humanoid thing comes scurrying over there to them.
Yeah, right?
But, I mean, you're standing there and then, I don't know. I think it would be more scary to see something get on all fours and run off than it would be to be on all fours and stand up on two legs. Like bear stands up, right?
Yeah.
All right. That stuff. But if you saw something just in, I do like the idea of a bear. Like you're like, oh, it was a bear, but I think you could instantly tell it was a bear.
Yep.
They're not talking about looking at it at any great distance.
Right, yeah. I don't know.
Something extremely unsettling. Folks, we've beat your ears long enough real quick. Let's take a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to really dive into a bunch of more of these unsettling stories to shake up your week. You're listening to Expanded Perspectives.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And we are back.
Yes.
Brad,
yes.
I've got another one here I'm going to share with you.
Okay, go for it.
This is one of those things that when I minute I read this, Lon fired this off to me. I love Lon. Lon is a wonderful human being. I love just sitting around talking to Lon. It's great because it's just all the crazy stories. He's just fun to bounce stuff off of. This one made me think of Dungeons and Dragons. This brought me back to being a kid, right?
Okay.
Here is the title. We saw robed demons rising from the floor.
Okay.
Somebody is playing a game. Now, don't forget, I remember hearing stories of that on the news. Remember, they were parents that like, my children were playing D&D and something happened
well,
and
that
I
was
saw
right.
demons and
they,
all this.
They talked that like, come on now. When you played the game that you were summoning
yeah.
things like that. And you're like, well, did you ever like open up the player's handbook?
You know what you're summoning? Nerds, folks. You're summoning yeah. nerds, okay?
Yeah.
You're summoning nerds that like to eat Sour Patch Kids. You're summoning nerds. What are those Hachus? The man sitting next to me had a real problem with Hachus.
Yeah, I don't have any around me anymore.
He had to quit buying them.
I was introduced to them at your house.
Yeah,
and then I had like a 3-month time period where I couldn't stop eating them.
My problem is M&Ms. I have to...
Plain or peanuts?
Peanut. We always take peanut M&Ms. Like,
yeah.
I don't eat plain. It's plain. That's like eating bread with nothing else. So
I've done that. I didn't have any money. So I just ate bread.
I've had bologna on hand. You've been so broke. You got bologna on hand. Round steak. So listen to this. This is it. It says, I want to share a story. When I was younger, this was back in 2008, I was playing hide and seek with my brothers and sisters. And it was really dark in the room. And after we chose who was going to hide with and who was going to be the person to try and find us, I chose to hide with my younger brother under the bed. After like 2 minutes of us trying to, or them trying to find us rather, our mother calls us to come eat dinner. And all of my other brothers and sister leave to eat. And my younger brother says, let's stay so we can win. I like this kid. I thought he was right. So after a couple of minutes, we saw these two figures rise from the floor. These figures were so dark that even in a darkened room, we were able to see them. And they rose from like where there was a portal. Now, I knew these two figures weren't my brothers or sisters because they were tall and they were wearing robes. At this point, our mom's calling us and we're so scared we didn't move. So our mother opened the door and these demons vanished. The reason why I knew I wasn't the only person seeing this is because a couple of weeks ago, my brother asked me if I remembered demons rising from our floor. He said that the incident has haunted him and that he was fearful of bringing it up to me through all these years. This happened at our house just outside of Akron, Wisconsin. Mel.
Wow. Yeah, they have a reason to be fearful.
But, I mean, it's those right there is, I think, maybe freaked me out more than anything is because nonchalant, right? Just a one-off thing. They just happen to be hiding, and all of a sudden, something rises up out of the floor.
That's crazy.
Not that they didn't see it in the woods. There's nothing to it. We're just at a house playing, and then hear these I don't know, shadow beings come cruising up out of there.
It's worse when it happens at your house. Because, you see something scary in the woods, you know, but
you can still go home?
Yeah, your bedroom is like your sanctuary, right? Now you're being terrorized in the place that you live.
Now you got demons.
And you're a kid. It's not like you can't just sell the house and move. You know, you're stuck.
And imagine being the little brother, right? The little brother was like, I'm panicking. Does my big brother not see this? Like, what the heck's going on? Wouldn't even talk to him about it since 2008.
That's crazy.
And it was just a few weeks ago, brought it back up and was like, hey, I need to ask you something.
Check this out.
Lay it
from
on
a listener.
Me.
It says, the mountains of East Kootenay, British Columbia, are vast, wild, and ancient. As a guide, I'd spent countless nights out there, but one night still haunts me because I cannot explain what happened. I was dropped off to clear a horse trail deep in the forest alone. The moment the engine of the truck faded into the distance, a heavy silence fell over everything. The air was thick. It was unnatural. There were no birds, no wind, just nothing. And then I heard some knocks, loud, deliberate bangs echoing through the trees, low, guttural whoops in the distance, a rhythm that I didn't understand. My chainsaw cam was my only comfort. The roar of the engine cut through the eerie quiet, and I kept it running longer than necessary, afraid of what might creep in once the sound died. Only problem was, fuel was limited. Eventually, I'd have to shut it off. As soon as I did, the silence swallowed me whole again. I sat down on a fallen log to eat. My hands were unsteady. Then, without warning, something massive crashed through the trees. I turned just in time to see an entire tree, a full-grown lodgepole pine, roots and all, hurling through the air. It slammed into the ground 15 feet away from me. Something, I don't know what, had ripped it from the earth and thrown it. I was alone. I had no gun, just a chainsaw, and my gut screaming for me to run. I gripped the saw and yanked the cord, desperate for noise. As long as it roared, I felt like I had an invisible barrier between me and whatever was out there.
The problem was it was a Poland.
Yeah, you didn't have a steel, buddy. The knocking and whooping started again the second I turned it off. Something was watching. I reached a hunting cabin that I was staying in just before dark. That night, it was even worse. Rocks rained against the roof, not constantly, but just enough to keep me awake. Like something wanted me to know that it was still out there, that it was waiting. At one point, I even considered starting my chainsaw inside the cabin just to keep the sound going. But I knew better. Carbon monoxide would kill me before whatever was out there did. By morning, I barely felt human. I was sleep-deprived, my nerves were shot. I stepped outside and my stomach dropped. Rocks littered the ground all around the cabin. Large, smooth stones. Some looked like they were placed there. But this was a dense forest. There weren't rocks like that anywhere nearby. Later, when my crew returned to that same cabin, we found it destroyed, trashed inside and out. Something had ripped through it like a wild animal, but with purpose, malicious intent. I don't know what I encountered that night, but I do have my suspicions, and I believe out in the dark wilderness of the East Kootenay Mountains, something is watching. Wow.
Yikes.
I've been to British Columbia snowboarding before. It is a beautiful place, but it is wild looking. Like, I could imagine if there was some way, a chance for some large, hairy hominid, because I believe that's what he's talking to, that would be a place that it could exist. And I don't know why I feel that way. I have no proof, but it just looks like something like that area could hold something like that. I got another one here for you.
Lay it on me.
Says, hey guys, before I get started on the story, I just wanted to say that I started listening about 4 months ago.
Oh, welcome.
I enjoyed it so much that I went back and listened to old episodes, so keep up the good work. I'm from South Central Kansas, and our city is a former railroad town settled from former Osage tribal ground.
Nice.
I've grown up in the country my entire life, and I've seen a few strange things, but nothing that couldn't be explained until this incident. One night in 2021, two of my friends were doing what small town kids do. They're driving around at night, bored, stopping at some of my family's farm fields when we stopped at a field near a power plant that is about 3 miles from my house. We turned off the truck with the windows down, waiting to see if we would see any coyotes, because this is what we did. During boring nights, we would take our thermal scopes and look for coyotes in Kansas.
Yes.
We sat and called for a little bit. That's when I noticed a human-shaped figure in my thermal scope on the edge of the field. I told one of my friends to grab the spotlight and shine it on the tree row. And when he did, it illuminated a gray-colored, naked man. We began to yell at this guy, telling him that he was trespassing and that he needed to leave. After about 30 seconds of us yelling, the figure stopped walking, turned directly into the trees, and disappeared. At this moment, we started scanning the field and noticed some deer around 30 yards from us that had no care about what we were doing. They only seemed to care about what went into the trees. Not more than 20, 30 seconds later, a deer walked out of the same tree row, but it was very strange. It acted like a deer with chronic wasting disease. After this, we heard very loud and strange vocalizations. We quickly got in the truck and we left. Fast forward to the summer of 2024, and I began to notice strange orange orbs at night in the same pasture behind my house. When I first saw one, I thought it was someone with a flashlight in our field until I started watching it a little bit closer. It went up into the trees and flickered out. I looked toward the east and noticed another in the sky. I went back inside and asked my girlfriend to come outside. I pointed at the orb and she said, "Look, there's another one to the south." The same direction as the first one. It may be worth mentioning that we only see these orbs during thunderstorms after it stops raining. One time, around seven of them formed a triangle-like formation in the sky and slowly faded higher and higher up into the sky. I had a few more incidents with these orbs, and my uncle even asked me if I've seen any strange orange orbs or yellow lights in the sky recently. Thank you for all you do. I appreciate it.
You said, yeah. Matter of fact,
so
after it rains, the fairies come out.
The gray-colored, pale humanoid man. Maybe it wasn't a man. Maybe it was a gray.
Like a man.
Maybe it was a gray,
maybe,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's associated with those orbs. I don't know. Creepy.
Look, the idea of orbs coming at, I love that stuff. Like in the forest, I always feel like it's fae. Like I know that that's my default, but I just do. Like even after the rains, the fae come out.
Yeah, right.
They enjoy it as much as we do. Here's something you're going to really enjoy. Now, noted, there's a lot of this takes place, what I'm about to talk about. There's a lot of these sightings take place between San Antonio and Laredo. down here in Texas. There's a whole lot of it. For those of you that are on the up and up, you already know. Kyle probably already knows. We're talking about pterosaur sightings, thunderbird sightings. But there's a lot of pterosaur sightings take place in and out of there. You have to ask Chris James and see what Chris James has to say about
That's right.
it over there in Laredo. But listen to this here. Lon got this. He's posted it up. I'm going to read this one to you just simply because it was here in Texas. And as much as we love crazy pterosaur sightings, it says, hey, Lon. I guess I'll begin with the sighting because I don't know how else to begin. Last night, now this was just like a week or so ago he posted this. So last night, so within 2 weeks, my dad and mom were outside working on our car. It was dark and they had been using a lamp. I was inside while this was happening. Now we live near San Antonio, Texas. Suddenly, my mom came into my room and told me to come outside. I asked her why, but she wasn't talking in such a, or she was talking in such a low voice that I couldn't hear her. And when I did, I found my dad looking through our fence to a nearby church. And when I asked what was going on, they just told me to be quiet. So I went to where my dad was, and he pointed to the in the direction he was looking. And he told me, what do you see over there? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? What I saw was a very large, dark bird in the middle of an empty parking lot. Now, I couldn't make up much of the, or make out rather, much of the characteristics, just that it was very large and dark. So the next morning, I decided to look up local stories in San Antonio and Texas to see if anyone else had seen anything like this. Sure enough, it turns out Texas has its own little myth of large birds, the pterosaur. I saw the pictures and I read all the stories. And when my parents came without mentioning, or sorry, and then told my parents without mentioning any of this, I asked if they could describe how it looked. And they were able to describe what they saw match the exact descriptions of a pterosaur. So finally, I showed them the picture, and they both agreed that that's exactly how it looked. Now, this story isn't exaggerated at all, and there's definitely something going on around here.
Wow. There's, for whatever reason, there's a lot of those sightings in that part of Texas.
I love the fact, though, that looked it all up and then says, hey, look, describe what you saw. They describe it, and then they show the picture like, hey, is this what you saw? The kids, and the folks are like, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Wow. I've got one.
But I want to ask you this.
Sure.
In the dark, like it would be, I don't know, would you still know it was big?
Well, the size thing is kind of hard.
That's without, always the hardest thing for me. Without there, like in the dark,
you don't have
in
anything to scale.
Yeah.
You know. That it,
and maybe parking lot lines. You know, where right, you could yeah, see like right. where an automobile, if there were lines in the parking lot, you could see like that thing takes up the entire parking space like an automobile would.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, but still the fact that both parents saw it, went and got this kid, brought him out, said, hey, what's this? And then now they both agreed like that's what it looks like. We know that they don't exist. They can't exist.
Yeah, right. But yet you see, it's like
They're
a replay.
Everywhere.
It's like a replay, right?
I got Simulation.
Another, I got another giant bird sighting here. This comes from a listener of ours yes. named Ronnie. It says, so I have to tell you guys my story. I do deliveries and trash hauling with my pickup truck in Southern California. This particular day, I picked up some exercise equipment in Laguna Beach and drove it down to El Cucuy near San Diego.
Tony Ferguson's house?
Yeah, it says, while on the 5 freeway heading south approaching Camp Pendleton, I could see in the distance to the south a small group of either turkey vultures or black vultures just circling.
Nice.
As I'm sure you've seen 1,000 times. This was in heavy traffic, late in the morning. It wasn't relatively hot. It was a very sunny and mildly humid day. I believe it's the summer of 2022. Amid the normal-sized turkey vultures was this one abnormally large vulture, like the mother ship vulture. Effortlessly riding the air currents with perfectly straight wings. So straight, my first thought was, it must be like a RC glider made to look like a bird.
That's cool.
For maybe a study or something. In any case, this thing had fully caught my attention. I continued to watch it. As traffic continued to crawl forward, these birds continued to drift towards me until I could look this massive creature directly in the eye, because eye contact with birds is always side eye. There was intelligence behind that eye. It's like looking into the eye of a cow or a bison up close. I wonder what he thought of me, leaning over the steering wheel, looking up at him through the windshield as he passed. The best way I can describe the size of this thing is like from the movie from the 1980s, The Legend of Baron Munchausen.
Oh, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Yeah.
Yes.
When they go to the moon and there's this three-headed vulture. It could have been about that size, only it was a real animal.
That's Robin Williams' moon.
We do have California condors out here, but I would love to chalk this up to an experience I think I've happened to be lucky enough to have witnessed one of these already very rare creatures. I've looked at many images, and the one thing I saw looked more like an Andean condor, with a white collar and white markings under the wings. But even then, it was a much larger version, like a small aircraft, like a 20-foot wingspan at least. And the size comparison of this thing, of this large bird next to the turkey vultures, was like that if you had of a bunch of parakeets flying around with a macaw. I've been an avid bird watcher since childhood, and have even worked with wild raptors as a volunteer. I've seen many large birds of prey up close and in the wild. I thought about what I saw that day at length because it was so bizarre. I physically saw something that shouldn't exist, and in heavy traffic. However, the guy who was following behind me didn't see it. I wonder if anyone else saw it. Having been near a military base, I wonder if it was some sort of technology. I won't say it shook me to my core because that's what everyone says, and it didn't, but I will say that I know what I saw. What this did to me was to take others at their word a little more. It gives new meaning to other people's stories, especially to the downright bizarre ones. I do believe more in the accounts, especially of Sasquatch now, and in my experience, I saw something that I'm still not sure I believe in. I looked into other Thunderbird stories, and sometimes they are dinosaurs or giant eagles, but this was very specifically a vulture. It had a bald head with black skin and a white collar. Maybe I'm just crazy, and perhaps it was a regular animal that was just so incredible. I still wonder why I didn't try to take a picture. Thanks for all the great shows and for keeping this up throughout the years. I always look forward to a new episode. All the best, Ronnie.
Ronnie, that's wild.
Yeah, man. Listen, we've talked about it before. I have a cousin who does...
We've all got cousins.
Well, let me finish. That hunts moose in Alaska. Like, we're talking out in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's no roads. You have to have a bush plane fly you in. And he said he saw an impossibly large eagle.
Yeah, I remember
He said he watched it for a while. And he's like, it was... He can't explain it. He was like, it was giant, enormous.
Impossibly large.
Yes, impossibly large.
Made no sense to him.
But then he saw it.
That's just insane. What is it? But the bird thing, right? Why is it easier to believe? Because they fly? Like, they could easily fly away and you don't know where they go?
I don't know, but you know.
It just feels like it, right?
And there are legends of thunderbirds and many Native American grabbing cultures kids. And stuff. Yeah.
I mean, we've had, you know, from back in the 50s and 60s where they're grabbing kids. Wasn't there one of the shows, whether it was Discovery or whatever it was, where they were having, where they talked about a Thunderbird grabbing somebody. I think they had Ken on, even talking about the Thunderbirds on the whole deal, on one part of it. I forgot which show it was. Before we take a break, I got to tell you a story. I'm going to have to paraphrase this because I don't have it in front of me. But we got a story sent to us, really sent to me. His name's Derek. Derek sent it to me. Derek, thanks. But I want to thank his daughter, Emily. Emily is 9 years old. She's been listening with her dad for quite some time now.
Hey, how's it going, Emily?
So it is so great. We love you. Thank you so very much. But this is one of those stories. I loved it. He has a. They live somewhere in southern Oklahoma. I think it's like southeastern Oklahoma. So he was at his shop there in the little town that they were in. And he said there's a huge field that's next door. And then he has the big bar ditch, you know, and they have the tin horn and all that. And the people that had owned the field next door had been brush hogging and mowing. And so there's loose grass blowing everywhere and all this stuff. So he said, so later on in the evening, he said, it's not even dark yet, but you know, it's getting there. Emily comes out. She's hanging out with dad, you know, school's out and the whole deal. He goes, hey, look, let's go grab us some ice cream at the little corner store or whatnot. They jump in the truck. Go up, windows down, springtime. It's not warm, but it's not cold. They go up and get them some treats at the store, and they're just kind of putting back down the road. Derek said, as we start getting close to the driveway of his shop, he goes over, you know, there's a big tin horn and like a gravel driveway leading into it. He said, it's just enough where the headlights are on the truck where you can see, but you don't have to have them on, right?
Right.
But it's throwing just enough light where you can see something. And he said, I see something, peer up out of that tin horn over the top and look at us over the gravel road, just a little face. And he said, it's smiling and it's just covered in like grass, the way it's standing there, looked at him, and then it dips down. Well, Emily, Miss Emily is like, check this out. You know, they're pointing, they both see it. Her and the dad stop. It comes out of the bar ditch and starts walking across the road. It's on all fours. And he said, it is grass. It's like a grass thing. He said, it gets out in the middle of the road and starts shaking.
But it was smiling.
it's a possum. It was covered in fresh grass. He said, I don't know if it had got piled up on it, but when it looks the way those possums look at the face, he said, it looked like a little grass-covered gnome smiling at him. And he said, him and Emily are going crazy. They're like, what is that? It walks out in the road.
We almost hit a possum the other night. I mean, you were coming back from D&D.
Yeah, we had to dodge them.
But that's a great example of some people have an incredible sighting.
Yeah.
They're not lying.
No.
But what they saw wasn't what they thought they saw. It was something else. They just didn't know. Like, say somebody was driving down a deserted road and never got the realization that it was a possum. They might think that they saw some kind of cryptid.
Some kind of crazy cryptid grass gnome or something.
And that's not what it was. You know, when people hear strange sounds, you're like, but maybe what you heard was a fox that had cancer and its vocal cords were damaged. Yeah. And that's why it made a different sound.
Yeah.
There's a lot of explanations.
Well, it was just funny the way he said it, because Derek even said when he said it, he was like, for a few seconds, we were all in. Like, oh my goodness, this is happening. It comes out in the road. Of course, they've stopped. It's right there by his shop, shakes a kind of off. He kind of alluded to when it come out, you could kind of tell, like, what is this thing?
What is
like
that?
It doesn't look quite as crazy. And he said that's when it kind of went to doing its thing and the grass come off of it and the whole deal. But yeah, it was very neat to get that story. So Derek, thank you so much for introducing your daughter to us. And Emily, thank you so much for talking your dad into sending that in. Look, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to wrap this up. I've got one more story I want to share with y'all when we get back. It's pretty interesting. I think you'll enjoy it, folks. You're listening to Expanded Perspectives.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And here we go. This is the last one that I wanted to share with you right here. This took place in San Juan County, New Mexico. Now, I'm pretty sure San Juan County is Farmington, New Mexico, because I've been to Farmington. I've not been to Aztec, and I think Aztec is the county seat for San Juan. The reason I know about this good hunting in and around this whole area is the only reason I know about a bunch of this stuff. There's like antelope hunting was good, this whole thing. Listen to this story here. Lon forwarded this to me simply because of, I think, New Mexico, right? This whole idea. Get a load of this. This is the title. Mine worker encounters possible skinwalker on a night shift in San Juan County, New Mexico. First of all, I didn't pay any attention to the mines. Every time we think about mines, I think about us going to Morenci up there in Arizona, seeing that whole mining town. That was crazy. Listen to this. I haven't really heard many stories of Native American skinwalkers, so I thought I would share my experience. My sighting happened in the summer of 2007 when I was working the night shift at a surface coal mining facility in San Juan County, New Mexico. I used to drive a coal truck, hauling back and forth, which was pretty huge and required a series of steps just to climb to get into the cab. We've seen those. I would love to get in one of them big things.
Right?
I can't imagine driving it, right? I just completed my pre-shift inspection, and I noticed that my radiator was leaking. So I called my supervisor, and he asked me to drive the truck to the shop. Now, the shop was about 6 miles to the north from the coal pits, which was located in a remote part of the Navajo Reservation. So I drove the truck to the shop, called the shop foreman, and he radio requested that I park the truck at the south side. So I did. I parked the truck, lowered the ladder, descended the ladder. I wanted to see how much fluid was left in the radiator, so I lowered the rear ladder and climbed into the engine compartment. The leak was pretty bad, so I climbed back down the ladder, and that is when I saw what I believe was a skinwalker. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I seen it was about 200 feet from me. It was walking around the other mining equipment. It looked like a huge dog. The fur was beige in color, and it walked on all fours. The coat was pretty patchy, missing clumps of fur and having bald spots. It smelled really bad, like a rotting corpse. That's what he said. Now, mind you, this was 200 foot away. Smells like a rotting corpse. Now, it saw me, and then it started walking towards me. So I pull out my flashlight, and I noticed that the dog's eyes didn't reflect any light. Its eyes were black and lifeless. Its head made a bobbing motion. Now, as it's walking towards me, its huge head, it looked like a bull mastiff. That was my first impression. I initially thought this is a huge dog, and it's probably sick or hungry. It got within 20 foot of me, and I pulled out my pocket knife. I didn't have a clip on it. I dropped that clip in somebody's boot. I was ready to defend myself if this thing wanted to attack. I started to walk carefully towards the shop, keeping my eyes on this creature the whole time, and it followed me. It paralleled my every step. The walk wasn't natural or fluid like a normal dog. It moved in a very unnatural way. I walked about 150 yards to the shop, and it kept its distance. I finally got to the shop, and the skinwalker stopped at the driveway of the shop bay doors. I went inside, told the shop foreman to come see this weird-looking dog. We both went outside to see it walk away from the shop and turn around the corner of the building. A few seconds later, my supervisor drove around that very corner, asking him, I said, did you see that weird-looking dog? He said he didn't see it. I told him that he had to have seen it. He drove in the very direction right there that it walked off towards. Right, I described what I saw. And my supervisor said, well, it must have been a skinwalker. That night, my supervisor made me ride with him throughout the rest of that night shift. And he opened me up to the world and told me of his experiences while he worked at the mine. I haven't had any more experiences since that encounter, but I have seen mysterious lights around the mining area that didn't make any noise, Rick.
Wow. Was that in the San Juan Mountains?
It's in the San Juan County.
San Juan. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, look, crazy way. Now, you start getting in all of that area, too, up through New Mexico and into Colorado and all that. A lot of cattle mutilations take place in and around those areas.
Yeah, right.
Like, it is some pretty wild stuff. Now, look, it could have been nothing more than just an old homeless dog, right? Just an old stray. He had the mange. It could have been nothing more than that. But then the fact that his supervisor, it turns the corner, and then the supervisor pops back out. It's like, nah, there ain't nothing over there.
Yeah, see,
maybe the dog was your supervisor. Hey-o.
It's another one of those circumstances where, like, not only one person can see it, even if other people are in the same vicinity. They just don't notice it. So it makes you wonder, like, what is that?
It is crazy, right?
It's
but also,
the idea, man, of a pale crawler.
Or a skinwalker of any type.
Or a skinwalker and the smell of it and the look of it. I don't think a pocket knife is going to help you.
No, right? Especially one with no clip.
And those kind of side, yeah. what a crazy experience. I'm still thinking about my experience days later. Like, I still can't explain or wrap my head around what the heck I experienced.
No.
If you have any cool stories and you want to share them with me and Cam in the show, of course, we'd love to hear it. You can call the show 888-393-2783. You can write to the show expandedperspectives@yahoo.com. We love your stories. We love to hear them. If you want more Expanded Perspectives, you can go to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/expandedperspectivesElite. You can even give the gift of Expanded Perspectives. Go to patreon.com/expandedperspectivesElite/gift. You can choose your tier, your length, whatever you want. And it helps the show. We use that money to buy materials and source books and things like that to create and find more stories. Cam, what do you got planned for the rest of your week? I know it's kind of cold. It's kind of nasty out. It's been raining.
Well, we've got some good Elite shows coming up. We have a whole nother. If you like some more of that stuff, jump over to Elite. We're going to be doing more of those crazy stories. Yep, we still have another pile we ain't even got to. We run out of time today. We're going to do some more of those. As for the rest of the week, I don't really know. I know that it's going to get to be nice weather, so I'm sure I'm going to have to get outside and do some things. But as of right now, my world is open. I have no idea what I got going on.
I got to buy a new lawnmower.
Oh,
mine finally crapped the bucket.
It finally did it in,
yep,
huh?
Yeah, I got to get another one. I don't know I don't know what route to go. And also,
they're proud of them now.
Man, they've always been proud of them, right?
I'm like, settle down.
I know several people have emailed me and direct messaged me on social media asking us about the Ducks Unlimited podcast we were on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That show will drop on Ducks Unlimited. I'm not sure if it's dropping here, but it might on April 17th. So it's like 2 weeks away.
Yes.
That's when it'll come out. So I'll be looking forward to that. Good times. Let's not forget about our wonderful sponsors. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our special podcast listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus get free shipping. To get your 20% off, text EXPANDED to 64,000. That's right. Text EXPANDED to 64,000. That's EXPANDED to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. And don't forget about the Scared All the Time podcast. New episodes drop every Thursday, wherever you get your podcast, or head over to patreon.com/scaredallthetime to become a subscriber and get access to bonus episodes, live shows, exclusive merch, and even a button of the month club. If you have any crazy stories, like I said, send it in. We would love to hear it. I hope everybody out there has a good week. Till next time, be safe. I'm Kyle. He's Cam.
Peace, y'all.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.